the title of my message this morning is Heard. And I feel that there are many people in this place this morning that need to know this morning that the Father God hears you. And I also really feel in my spirit today that the Lord really wants to say to you as a church, He hears you. He hears your cry. He hears your vision. He sees what's in your spirits and He hears you. So I'm going to start. I was thinking, how do I actually picture this morning heard? So I was traveling in the car with my husband. I'm just about to throw your husbands under the bus just for the moment, but I've got the mic. So we were traveling in the car and I was just talking away, telling my husband the deep secrets of my heart. And this was his response. Are you ready? Jenny, would you stop raving and rabbiting, please? You've all done it. And he got the appropriate response. Don't worry, ladies, I'm not a walkover. But I realised when his response to me, that I realised that I had a deep cry in my heart to be heard. That there's a deep cry within each and every one of us to know that we're heard, to know that we're valued. And we find ourselves in the last 4 years, the world has changed so fast. It's like we're in this incredible pace of change. And sometimes it's really hard to find that still place. And it was almost like I realized that I didn't just need to know God was talking to me, but I needed to know He was listening to me. And I believe today you're going to go away from this morning's service with a certainty in your spirit that God hears your heart. I was struck when I was just praying over this message by the story of Daniel. And there's this amazing verse in Daniel 10 verse 12. It says, "Then he continued, 'Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day,'" since the first day, since that first prayer, "since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come in response to them." Let me just stop for a minute. Even if you went away with nothing else from this message this morning, I want that scripture to resonate in your hearts today. Since the first day, since that first cry of your heart to God, since that first cry of your heart that even maybe not have even been verbalized on your lips, the Lord hears you and hears your heart. You've been heard. There's people today that have been crying out to God and you've come to church this morning and you may have even said in the car to each other, "I need to know that God hears me." Well, this morning I'm here to say that He does. But I want to go a little bit backwards in this story and read to you from Daniel chapter 10 and to paint for you this morning the context of what Daniel is in. So I want you to just slap your neighbor right now and say, "God's going to speak to you today." Now that was not totally like slap your neighbor. So God, I'm going to read this passage from Daniel, which comes just before this scripture. And it's Daniel 10, verse 1. "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, revelation was given to Daniel. Its message was true and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision." And then it says in Daniel 10, verse 4 to 7, "On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the banks of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of fine gold from around the waist. His body was like topaz, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches." No, I don't want to join. Someone's hotspot just came up onto me. "His body was like topaz, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. There were those with me who did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves." So this is the story of Daniel just before he knew he was heard. Now, this was quite a big moment. I imagine if you got a vision of a great war and then just a moment later you had a picture of the Lord of the host of heaven's armies, and I don't know about you, it's like the lows and highs of life, an emotional roller coaster. Anybody with me? Just in a moment in the presence of God, and he was trembling because there's something in our emotional makeup that's not capable of this degree of like knowing there's a war and seeing the face of God all in a second. And to feel the hugeness of God in that moment. It's like the tension of being human and the beauty of looking heavenwards and seeing the greatness of God all in a moment. And just as I said that, I just felt the Holy Spirit say, just look up. We can be so tempted to look around at all that's going on in the world and life at the moment. Just look up. He is so in charge. He is so seated on the throne. This morning, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is not even perturbed by the affairs of men. He sits in heaven this morning, and the world is held totally in his hands this morning, church. He holds your life totally in his hands this morning. There is nothing out of control today. So here he was. The difference between Daniel and the people around him was the people around him didn't see what Daniel saw. They felt the moment and they were terrified, but they didn't see what Daniel saw. It's like that moment, isn't it, when God places something really, really incredible on your heart and no one else can see it. It's a lonely moment. Maybe you're in this place today and you don't know Jesus, and there's this hunger in your heart to know God, and none of your friends want it or none of your family want it, but there's like this alone pursuit within your spirit. Well, today some of you are going to meet that Jesus that you're hungering for. He's very, very real, and he wants to come and sit and dwell in your life in Jesus' name. And it says in Daniel 10, verse 8, so I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale and I was helpless. So often when we're faced with our own brokenness at the same time as the majesty of heaven, it's a very, very lonely spot. And to be honest, I don't think I've ever met a person who had a great vision in their spirit who didn't feel alone in carrying it. And I feel this morning that I need to speak into some people's hearts that have a dream in their spirit this morning, whether it's a spiritual dream, whether it's a business dream, whatever it is that God's dropping into your spirit today. And I want to encourage you, when God drops something incredible into your spirit like he did into Daniel's life, it can be a very lonely place because you have to deal with heaven before you can deal with men. And I want to encourage you, church, this morning that if you're in that place today, I've never met anybody who was given great vision and revelation from God that didn't have to do that lonely journey of just walking it with Jesus for a while when nobody else understood. I pray this morning that you have revelation that God has great purpose for your life and he wants to use you. And tonight, I'm really believing tonight that God's going to do some recommissioning of many of our lives. God's going to tonight do some recommissioning of the discouraged, the recommissioning of those that have laid some stuff down because of life. But God's going to come again tonight. Like it said to Jonah, he came to him a second time. He speaks straight today into the heart of your inadequacy and your need. But then it goes on, this story. Do you know, I've preached so many messages over the years because I'm seriously long in the tooth. But I've preached so many messages over the years about how we respond to God and how we need to respond properly and not say to the Lord, I'm only a youth and all this. But then I read this week and God just really touched my heart again. And it goes on in Daniel 10, verse 10 to 11. A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said, Daniel, you are highly esteemed. Consider carefully the words I'm about to speak you and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling. I want to speak to you this morning that God values your trembling knees. He values that response at times that we think, well, God couldn't possibly be interested in me because I'm not responding to him like the man of faith and power for the hour. But I love in this passage, when God was speaking to Daniel, he spoke about his trembling knees. He spoke about his humanity. And you know, God comes this morning and he sits with you in your humanity. The Holy Spirit sits with you. He knows who you are. He knows you inside out. He speaks to us in our trembling knees and our anxious heart and our pale trembling. But I find this so unique because the place of on our knees, trembling on our knees, is a place of prayer and dependence. And it's like when God takes us through from that alone spot of vision and takes us through to purpose. We have this patch in the middle when we're trembling and we're prayerful and on our knees. And it's like the juxtaposition between flat on our back and walking. And if you're in that place this morning, don't discount your life because for a moment you're trembling with fear. Because God comes and sits alongside you in that moment. He moves us from a place of despair and inadequacy, from laying down to on our knees to walking. And you know what? God does not dismiss one element of that journey. Do you know, my Father, as in my Heavenly Father, he is so kind. He is so gentle. He is so all-encompassing. He values you. He values you from the place of where you're lying down, completely overcome. He values you at that point in life when you're just on your knees and you feel like you've got no strength. He values you when your face is pale. Is anybody with me this morning? He sits beside you right there in your seat this morning and he values the concerns of your heart and he sees you today. Do you know our whole adventure with God right through our lives is laying down with an impossibility and God raising us to walk. And it goes over and over and over. And do you know why it goes over and over and over? Because God always wants to bring us back to that place of complete and absolute dependence on him. So we don't run off thinking we're it in a bit. And then this is the third thing that happened to Daniel. And God today wants to deeply speak to the deep part of your heart. I've just gone through such a revolution again lately of God going, Jen, I want to hear from your lips what's in the deep part of your heart. Jenny, I want to hear your voice. I want to see your face. Jenny, I want you to incline your face to me. I love your face. This morning, God is listening to you and he loves your face inclined to him. But then he speaks to Daniel, and we've read the verse already. He says, you who are highly esteemed. And I sat and I was thinking about this for quite a while, just in this, my devotion with God this week as I was writing this. You need to go through the process of knowing you are highly esteemed by God to do anything for him. Why would the King of Heaven, the Lord of all the earth, esteem me? Why would the King of Heaven, who holds the whole world in his hand, have to say that he esteems us? Do you know the Bible says that before we even knew him, he loved us? Before we could even present any fabulous works, Jesus, I've read the Bible 5 days this week and prayed for 2 hours. He doesn't care a rip. He loved you before you even knew him. He esteems you. He values you. Do you know, if all that I said today was that you knew that you were esteemed by God, that you were loved by him, it would change your life. How high and deep and wide is the love of God? If we were to know the depth of the love of God, and it says that it would fill us to all the fullness of Christ. You can tell I'm just having this, almost this reignition of beauty of Jesus in my life. And you know, it's the Lord didn't say to Daniel, you who are highly intelligent. Thank goodness. He didn't say, you who are highly gifted. He didn't say, you who've prayed 10 hours and fasted for 40 days straight just on water. He didn't say, you that have never done anything wrong. He said, you who are highly esteemed. It's like there's a need in us. It's like when you tell your child you're amazing, and they just literally like, oh, even my 33-year-old son needs that. But even Jesus needed it. It says in Matthew 3:17, and a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son whom I love, with whom I'm well pleased. Do you know, the Holy Spirit's just settling over this place this morning. He is well pleased with you today. When you woke up, he's been there all night watching over you. He intercedes for you this morning. Right now, at this moment, your advocate in heaven is interceding over your life. And he hears you. He admires you. How could the God of heaven admire me? I've done so much wrong. Because when Jesus comes into your life and he wipes away everything you've done wrong, there's nothing between you and him. He admires you today. He inclines his ear to you. And then I want to read to you this verse from Daniel 10, verse 12 to 13. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. And then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained here with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen in your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come. Understanding his value and his admiration in the eyes of God led Daniel to understanding that he was heard, and then led Daniel to step into what God had for him. There's gold to be found in this season of waiting, but all the while in the delay, and I do not deny today that some of us has lived in a season of delay. Even as Daniel did in the scripture, the delay was there. But there's something really prophetically arising in my spirit lately that God is moving and positioning the church and our lives into a whole new season of harvest. Is anyone with me? And all those prayers that you have as a church have prayed, it was like when I was praying for your church this week, I could see those prayers in a jar of incense, and God is wanting to pour out, and he's moving us from that period of delay. Is anybody with me? Is anybody sick of it? Amen. And he's moving us by his spirit. I can sense in the church in Australia, there's coming, oh, I'm just prophesying now, I can't help it. There's coming a season of great harvest and great outpouring beyond that which we have ever asked or believed or imagined. For he is able to do above and beyond what we ask or dreamed or even imagined. I don't know about you, I'm excited. It says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And when the world's rising and saying this, that, and the other, the church is rising in Jesus' name. Here was a man called Daniel. He knew the power of standing alone. Here was a man called Daniel who knew the power of trembling on his knees. And here was a man called Daniel who knew he was esteemed by God. This has been a phrase that God keeps dropping in my spirit over the last year. And it's this, it says, the ancient is becoming modern. And God is taking us all back to that place where we stand with an audience of one. We stand before him, alone but never alone. Let me say that again this morning. We stand before him alone, but never alone. We stand before him trembling, but he empowers us. We stand before him not knowing our value, but he esteems us. And he says, I've called you. And it says in Daniel 10, verse 18 to 19, again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. And when he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. I wonder if we could have the band up just for a moment. I have 6 minutes and 15 seconds. Now, in a moment, just in a little while, I'm going to ask those of you that have maybe found themselves in church today in that pursuit of the one that nobody else approves, but you've come to church today in the pursuit of that one. Well, today is going to be your day when you meet the Jesus that I'm talking about. But I sense before we do that today, we're just going to have a moment of response to God. You remind me of Mr. Coldplay behind that piano. It's got to be said. We're going to have a moment where we're going to respond to God, okay? Because each and every one of us needs to know that we're heard. Is it just me? Each and every one of us needs to know that all those prayers that we've poured out, he's been listening. So I wonder if you just stand with me just for a moment. I can't wait for tonight. And I wonder if you just lift your hands to God right now. Just close your eyes. Draw a circle around your life this morning. And right now you stand in an audience of one. I wonder if you'd lift your heart to him right now. I wonder if you would again connect with his face. Say, Jesus, here I am. Holy Spirit, breathe again. Holy Spirit, may we know again, Lord God, that though we come trembling, we come highly esteemed. Holy Spirit, right now, would you reconnect with the tired heart? Holy Spirit, would you strengthen the weary soul? Holy Spirit, would you re-envision those that have lost sight? Holy Spirit, would you give people long-term vision that feel like they've not been able to see? Right now, in Jesus' name, I speak over spirits in this place today in the name of Jesus, that they would reconnect with God and with His love for them in a profound new way. I pray that not one of us would leave this place today, Lord God, without knowing they are heard, they are loved, and they are highly esteemed in the name of Jesus.